Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales. Natalie has been in the top 1% in the country for over 25 years and number one in Hawaii for 2 years prior to stepping back to building Realty Universal. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And she joins us now. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, Randy. How are you doing over there?
I'm doing okay today. I am in the jungles of Kula, and I think my internet is sufficient. So I think we'll be okay. I'm calling in on Skype, and I think I have a good enough internet connection to get us through the show today, but it's cool in Kula, very cool here.
Hey, is
very...
it raining over there?
Oh yeah.
It's been raining
a
lot
you?
Here. It's been raining here a lot on Oahu, but it's so pretty and so warm and nice. And you know, I hear they're having snowstorms, ice storms on the mainland. So I'll take the rain any day. Warm rain is better than cold ice to me and cold snow. No problem. So I'm doing really well that way. It's like, you know, you sit there and you just, it's just awesome. And can't complain.
Yeah, I saw the news last night. They were talking about this just huge storm again hitting the East Coast. And actually, what, about 24 states in the Midwest and East Coast. Wow. So.
Yeah, I was glad to see
we can't complain about a little drizzle.
Not at all. I was glad to see they're passing the farm bill, too, you know, to help and give lots of money to help with assistance there. And, no, you can't play with Mother Nature. You can't play with Mother Nature at all. And we have to get it there. So we're lucky to be in the lush, green, beautiful areas of Hawaii.
Yeah.
And,
yes, we are.
The first half of our show, we're going to talk about USDA loans, which are actually rural loans. And the second half of our show, we're going to talk about what you're into with the nonprofits and the Kiki Kids and Kiki Radio and a few other things.
Yeah.
Phono Radio. And it's
absolutely
going to be really good. Yeah. And we have a few other announcements to make that are coming up soon. And we'll talk about that. We're going to also start something else called It's Time to Heal Now. It's timetoheal.com. And I think a lot of our listeners will really appreciate it based on us always talking about the real estate first and self-help, God, love, life second. This is all ties into what we do all the day. So you and I have talked about it quite a while. And we're ready to move forward and take it out to the public. So it would be pretty cool. And so the USDA loans, rural loans, we want to talk about them today a little bit today because so many people, when they hear rural, think that it's only applicable to farm areas, you know, low-density areas, et cetera. But I'd be amazed at some of the areas, and it goes statewide and countywide. Each area has its own limits. But you'd be amazed at some of the areas that you wouldn't think, you would think the population's too high and they allow it. So I want to talk a little bit about that because USDA government loans were 100% financing, and it actually, and so many people right now are low on cash, they want to buy, and so we want to talk about it because just as you and I talk about constantly all the time, people assume things and they're afraid to ask, right, or they think they can never buy a house and never make it work, and this is a fantastic program that's been around for a while. Through the ups and downs with the funding, it still remains. There are times where funding dries up, but typically it's only been for a couple months, and then it comes back. I haven't had a chance to look into the farm bill that was just passed, but that does fall under the United States Department of Agriculture, which is what this loan does too as well, the rural development loans. So I'm not sure, but I want to find out if any of that other money is allocated to this as well. So I feel good about the USDA for the public right now. I think this is something that we can bank on. And anybody out there listening that's been familiar everyone heard about the loan crisis, but it's been really difficult to get 100% financing unless you're a veteran, VA, other types of loans. And this is 100% financing. So that's why I wanted to bring it up today and stick it into our first half of the show. For anybody listening, we have many people that listen in archives. To get further information about it, you can go to USDA.gov, and the phone number also is 202-720-2791. This covers the entire United States of America. So we'll just go, we'll separate it out a little bit as we go through this. But it's a great, great program.
USDA, when I hear that, I think about like the, USDA beef, I always think of it as, they allow for 100% financing. That's amazing.
Yeah, and it's actually, the loans have an income of up to that, applicants can have an income up to about 115% of the median income in that area. So it's necessary for you to look on their map in USDA.gov, there's too many for us to go over on the show, to be able to see what your maximum income is to be able to qualify. You have to be able to afford the payments, taxes, insurance, et cetera. Credit-wise, they say they must have reasonable credit. You don't have to have excellent credit. FHA loans historically have allowed lower credit scores, and the USDA does as well. It's a little bit more lenient than strict conventional loans. It's funny you said that. When you think about USDA, you think about beef, right? They're stamping our food. When you think about it, this USDA, it's amazing how different departments cover certain things. They cover business, they do community development, cooperatives, they're into energy, housing, utilities, loans, grants, all kinds of things. So it's not just into stamping the beef, right? So it's kind of, that's pretty interesting. But I want to look, you heard from the news the farm bill that just passed. That goes under the USDA Department of Agriculture as well. So there really are programs out there that are out there to help us. But we have to know about them. We have to find out about them and not discount and think that we can't do anything. So that is good. So again, you want to go to USDA.gov for more information. And they also actually, this department actually helps with renovations for homes, too. So if you need renovations, you need, there's other assistance. It's pretty good. Just to give you an example, say in Hawaii, loan limits, like Oahu has a loan limit of $505,000, Maui $472,000, Hilo $313,000. It's going to vary state to state. I'll look at Maryland. Maryland's as low as 193. Baltimore County's 290. So you see, it really depends on what the area calls for. Then they go by how many thousands of people live in an area, but it doesn't have to be farmland. I know it used to be like 10,000. It depends on the areas. Just really good to know about, because right now, the loan changes have been drastic in the last 4 or 5 years, and this last month in January, they've been put in more restrictions for FHA and a lot of loans, so things that fell under the Dodd-Frank Act, a lot of changes have just been instituted a month ago, in the last couple weeks, which are going to make it even harder. So, if you're out there and you're thinking, oh, gosh, this kills my chances, don't think that. Look up USDA.gov. Check it out. Oh, and I take that back. Besides just being in the United States, It actually is in the Virgin Islands as well, Puerto Rico, so or any of the Western Pacific. So anywhere that I wonder if it's in. Oh, it's not in Guam. I was just looking at some of the other areas that we've got. So pretty interesting.
Huh. Very cool. Yeah, that's good to know. I mean, you just don't think of it because this day and age, I mean, in terms of financing, I mean, it seems like it's, especially the last couple of years, been kind of bad news. I mean, you know, harder to get loans, harder to qualify. And so this is really some good news on the financing front that's really welcome. And did I hear you say that it's primarily because it's USDA that it's primarily rural? Properties, or is
actually, yeah, that's a good question. Like, I'm going to say, what is that? One of the questions: what is the Housing and Community Facilities Programs? What is it? It's located. It's an agency in the U.S. Department of Agriculture. It's located within the department's rural development mission area. So they offer a broad range of programs. And it's they say rural because they're helping people that aren't in the highly populated areas. But I've seen, like, for example, in Hawaii, I mean, you could get them before Neva Beach, which is definitely densely populated. So it's the idea is to put it out there. Their mission is to provide options to individuals, rehabilitation, preservation funding, help developers also of multi-housing projects. Community facilities, they get into libraries, schools, municipal buildings, et cetera. So they administer direct loans, loan guarantees, and grants. And direct loans are made serviced by USDA. Loan guarantees are made to banks or other private lenders, and grants are made directly to a person or organization. So it's not, when we say rural, we think farmland. Oh, my gosh, it's got to, you know, empower all of anybody, but that's not the case.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So, the DA, USDA then, like you said, it's a multifaceted kind of organization. I think we always think of it, overseeing the food and the, you know, quality control with, like we said, beef or whatever, but it's far more than that. That's interesting because especially in the funding thing, because, it just sounds like it's good news and good news because it's not only 100%, but it's, like you say, you don't have to have super duper perfect spotless credit either. So that's also good news for, young couples maybe who are trying to buy a home.
Yeah, and they also have payment subsidies, too. So sometimes if your income is in a certain amount, they can help out other ways where you actually mm-hmm. – and the loans are typically up to 33 years. So 38 years for those with incomes below 60% of and who can't afford a 33-year loan. It says 30 years for manufactured homes. It's pretty interesting. It's under a Section 502 program. And the housing is considered modest for the area. Cannot have a market value in excess of the loan limit. Pretty cool. I just think it's a good program because it has its rules and regulations, but it's out there. They've got loans. Yeah, and there's maps on the site, the USDA.gov, where you can see exactly what zip codes, what areas are where you live. You can see if your area is covered or how far out you have to go to get into a neighborhood where that is covered. So it's definitely, well, in this day and age, I mean, people just don't have a lot of money saved to buy, and you have all these little things that come up and take your savings, huh? We definitely.
Yes. Oh, savings.
What is that?
Savings.
Yeah, what is that anymore? Yeah,
I just ran into a guy, a friend of mine, excuse me, who, he's 52, so he's almost, as old as I am, and we were just talking about it, how, we're both, 50-ish, mid-50s, and the savings thing, not been a part of the plan, and I, starting to feel that starting to feel a little bit of that pressure.
But you know, but you know what? But you have to look at it like you've lived extremely well. You've taken wonderful care of your children, so you put it all in the right places, right? And then and then you lived your dream. So then now that we're getting to that age where, because I'm about there too, we're at the age that we're going, whoa, I got to think about later, you know? It's no time like today to start, even though, you know, $5 a day.
Yeah.
But it does tip into things as easily. You know, we have, like you said, computer issues and moving issues and all kinds of things come up. So it's really cool. It's really neat that they, you know what I didn't realize here? I'm looking on their site, Housing and Community Assistance. There's a, as part of the USDA Rural Development Program, our mission is to provide the quality of life in rural areas. Housing and community facility programs help rural communities and individuals by providing loans and grants for housing and community facilities. We provide funding for single-family homes, apartments, low-income housing for farm laborers, child care, fire and police stations, hospitals, libraries, nursing homes, schools, and more. Listen to this. This is cool. In partnership with nonprofits, Indian tribes, state and federal government agencies, and local communities, HCFP creates packages of technical assistance, loan, and grant funds. It's just, so there's so much more that meets the eye with these programs, and I just think lots of times it's just a matter of someone going, I didn't know. Make a phone call. Ask a question. I didn't know you could do that. I didn't know you could say this. So don't discount this. It's I think we put it, when I send that over in the title, it says 100% financing, right? Because I want, you know, we have so many listeners that listen to our archives that if they're doing a search and they're looking for 100% financing, I want to make sure this comes up. You know, because even if somebody specifically can't use it, I'm sure they know someone who can. It's such a phenomenal program. And,
it's good news. Cool. Let's do this. Let's take a break, and we'll be back on the other side, kind of wrap up this conversation, and then we're gonna dive into some pretty cool stuff happening over here on the island of Maui. So stay tuned.
Real estate is still a solid investment to invest in if you are in for the long haul. It can also be one of the best investments of your capital if handled correctly. In the United States, we are fortunate to have the tax write-offs that we take for granted while owning property. To obtain the best value for your real estate, there needs to be a market of both buyers and sellers, as well as a means of bringing the two together. Now more than ever, due to the recent loan crisis, even with bringing buyers and sellers together, there needs to be a way to make the financing work if a loan is needed. There are still many options available, and we can help. Whether you're a buyer, seller, going through a short sale, investing at the top or bottom, we have trained Realty Universal members in each state and affiliates who can customize your process the way it will work best for you. We do advise that you coordinate with your accountant and real estate attorney so your plan is intact. We have all learned through this economy that planning and averting pitfalls can make a world of difference in our futures. Ultimately, you have to rely on you. After consulting with the experts, we set you up to win.
It's your Minute with Maxwell. Here's author, speaker, and mentor to millions, your friend, John Maxwell.
How do I get off of the I think I'll do it to the do it stage? You see, many people, their life is something like this. Ready, aim, 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 aim. They never fire. They never shoot. They never execute. Now, let me just also say there are some people that's like, ready, fire, aim. And, you know, they don't execute either. They just shoot somebody accidentally. Execute means that there's a ready, preparation, aim, get your target, but then you shoot. The greatest gap in the world is the gap between knowing and doing.
Thanks, John. We trust we added value today. For the video version of The Minute with Maxwell, go to johnmaxwellteam.com.
We're excited to be able to continue to bring to the world stage a company as dedicated to universal excellence as Realty Universal, Inc. On the surface, our company has been initiating a revolution in the real estate world since 1996. We started offering our menu programs when it was not the standard way of doing business. Now it is so much more understood and commonplace, although we are still ahead of the rest due to experience within the systems. In today's economy, our menu programs make it possible for buyers and sellers to still have a win-win situation. The best situation in life is when everyone wins. Everyone must give in to assist in the outcome, and what happens is very positive experience. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe that sellers and buyers should have choices. As obvious as this seems, traditional real estate has never been structured in such a way as to allow the multitude of choices sellers and buyers truly deserve. After years of perfecting and receiving feedback on our programs, we have developed real estate menu systems that are used by buyers, sellers, and agents and brokers who are part of our Realty Universal network, which is growing by leaps and bounds.
She knows a hollow from a double up. She does snapbacks, backsides, shoots the curl. Bethany Hamilton knows everything about surfing. She just didn't know about the shark. But just months after the attack, and with only one arm, the 13-year-old surfs again. And now she's ripping it better than ever. So next time life puts a little fear in you, just think of Bethany Hamilton hanging 10 on top of a heavy wave. That's real courage. Pass it on.
From the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.
Hi, I'm Michael Hyatt, professional blogger and public speaker. I'm also the chairman of Thomas Nelson Publishers, a husband, a father, a grandfather, and a Sunday school teacher. I often get asked, how do you get it all done? Two words, life plan. Sadly, I've met very few people who have a plan for their life. Most are passive spectators, watching their lives unfold one day at a time. They may plan their careers, the building of a new home, or even a vacation, but it never occurs to them to plan their life. This is why so many people end up discouraged, disillusioned, and wondering what went wrong. The good news is that it doesn't have to be that way. You can live your life on purpose starting today by going to michaelhyatt.com/life plan. There's three reasons why you need a life plan. Number one, it will give you clarity about where your life is headed. Number two, it'll keep you in balance when things get crazy. Number three, it'll give you peace of mind knowing that you're addressing those aspects of your life that matter the most. Creating your personal life plan is not so much an ebook as it is a life planning experience. In the book, I'll take you through a visualization exercise that'll give you enormous clarity on what matters most. A five-step program for identifying where you are now and how to get from here to where you want to be. A weekly and quarterly process for keeping your life on plan and moving in the direction of your highest priorities. Two planning templates, a Word document, and a separate Excel document that will make it easier for you to create your plan and keep it up to date. You can't buy creating a personal life plan in a bookstore. You can't even buy it on the internet. There's only one way to get it, by subscribing to my free email newsletter. All you need to do is go to michaelhyatt.com/life plan and sign up for my free email updates. I'll then immediately email you the download link to this amazing free resource. Don't wait. You can start the life plan adventure today. Experience the power of living your life on purpose.
We're back in there.
And welcome back again to Realty Universal Radio. Randy Zachary here on the island of Maui. There on the island of Oahu, as they say on the news, you know, Natalie Polonek is on. They say Oahu, and then the news people call it Oahu, Oahu. I mean, they very are distinct in their pronunciation of the Hawaiian, you know. And I think we Americanize it with Oahu, but she's over there, and I'm over here, and we are broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio, of course, and again, RealtyUniversal.com, the website, for all of the information that you need about anything as regards real estate. Literally, there's so much on this website, and whether you're a buyer, seller, broker, or just Joe, want to know some more information, RealtyUniversal.com is the one for you. I'm calling in on Skype because I'm I'm in the jungles of Kula. Have you been to Kula very much when you're on the island?
Yes, sir. Yes, I have been. Beautiful.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's literally the street that the place where we're staying is literally the same street as Oprah's house. So it's I'd call it a neighborhood, but really it's jungle and then these little estates. You know,
I thought she had a place over on Hana. Maybe she has another place, probably.
Oh, she has. Yeah, I think she has several. I know she has two up country here, and I'm sure she has. I'm sure she has them all over. She was just here with Michelle Obama, and there were Secret Service everywhere. But anyway, yeah, that's why I'm calling in on Skype. I digress, but I think I've got an internet connection that works okay, whereas I didn't know if my phone would work. So again, we're kind of wrapping up this first half of the show. Natalie's been talking about 100% financing USDA programs. And why don't you kind of give us just a little recap for those who might just be tuning in, Natalie.
Yeah, just coming in now, you can go to USDA.org for more information, USDA.gov, G-O-V. Phone number there is 202-720-2791. You can always go to our website, realtyuniversal.com, and fill out contact us for more information as well. And the USDA loan is sponsored under, well, it's a rural development loan under United States Department of Agriculture that gives loans to rural areas, but there's different, many times you may be in an area that's not totally rural. So it goes by population size, and then it's going to go accordingly to your income. There's income limits to get into it, but it's 100% financing. It's worth it to check it out. I hope you do.
Wow.
So we're getting ready to go to our second half of the show, which I'm really looking forward to hearing about. I see the emails, and I get tidbits and things, and it seems like you guys have really come fast forward with what you're doing over there, Brandy, and it's so awesome what you're doing with Pono Radio and how you're giving back to everybody, including me, and I so appreciate you.
Yeah, well, interesting because, it's this idea, that I've had for a few years now, the Pono Radio. I've always loved the word Pono, which Hawaiian for, do the right thing, righteous, harmony, balance, just some really cool, meanings to the word. And so always wanted to see if we could somehow parlay radio into the whole Pono idea. And so radio that's not just about making money, doing commercials, but that's into building strong families, strong businesses. And so we've kind of got a 1-2 punch on the Pono Radio side where we're looking at, a great lineup of shows that add value in terms of business and, coaching. And Natalie, you're one of the shows in terms of real estate. So there's all of these shows that add value when people go to PonoRadio.org. And the way we drive them there is to go out and be out and about in the community doing live remote broadcasts from businesses and driving people to these businesses. So we're adding value to the businesses. And then when people go and check out, website, they see all these other kind of shows that help with their finances, their real estate, their marriage, their, personal development, personal growth. So kind of this idea of, using the live remote broadcast to drive people to our website. And then on the other side, it's Keiki Radio, which, Hawaiian for kids. And we've teamed up with the Kidstar Radio Network. They've been giving children a voice globally for 27 years, and I'm just really excited about teaming up with them. And so we're opening up essentially their Hawaii office and calling it Keiki Radio. And basically, like, for instance, this Sunday we're going to be broadcasting live at the Java Cafe in Kihei from noon to 3, and we're going to be down there with – I'm not sure if you've heard of the TEDx events all over the country – speakers do the TEDx events, and there's not only a TEDx event here on Maui, but coming up in April, there's a TEDx Junior. They call it a TEDx Youth event.
Really?
And so we're going to have several of the kids, students from the local high schools, are going to be down, you know, at this Java Cafe, and we'll be interviewing them and talking about their topics for their speeches, giving them a chance to kind of practice, you know, speaking in front of people. Not only there'll be an audience there, but also being live on the radio, and that'll be on kkradio.org. And by the way, we've got kkradio.org right now. You can literally go to kkradio.org. There's a big button that says "Listen Live Here." You push that, and we are a live 24 streaming station right now. You can tune in, listen to KQ Radio on KQRadio.org. And I'm pretty excited about that. And I just, you know, for me, Natalie, I don't know, I'm 35 years in radio. I can't think of a better way, you know, to kind of finish strong. People talk about finishing well, you know, in whatever career you've been involved in, and finishing strong, finishing well. And I really can't think of a better way to finish well, to finish strong, than to really put efforts into seeing radio be used to give children a voice, you know, and help them, you know, find their passion. Because the concept with KidStar is you go into a school or you go into a community and you ask kids, you know, boys and girls clubs or whatever, you say, hey, what do you guys, what's your passion? What do you like to do? What do you like to talk about? What do you like to read about? You know, what are your favorite TV shows? Let's do a radio show about that, and you host it. And then kids basically begin to immerse themselves in whatever their passion is, and oh, by the way, interview people who are already successful in it, and all it does is just fan that flame in their, you know, of their passion. KidStar has four or five kids now who started when they were, say, 11 or 12, and now they're 15, 16. And one guy, for instance, is a political, I think his name is Grant Connor. He has a political show, and he's always been fascinated with politics. And he is now literally a member of the White House press corps. He's traveled on Air Force One. Mm-hmm. And so you know by the time he's 18, 19, 20, he's going to have an internship somewhere because he's already been working in his passion, you know, in his field. And it just kind of goes on and on like that. So.
Kids, the leaders of our future, you know, it's of the future, and it's just, that's amazing. The confidence that KidStar Network and KK Radio instills in children is just leaps and bounds in planning and laying out the foundation for the rest of their lives, because they won't, that's the biggest thing, right, is giving the people the confidence and the structure and the know-how to go forward, and this is what it's all about. It's wonderful.
Well, you know, you and I talked about this a lot, about giving back to Keiki, about, you know, and now this transitions a little bit into, you know, what you've talked about in the past about, you know, helping, you know, hungry children and children in need. And KidStar has this model where they've gone into communities and the kids have led the charge in terms of renovating homes, doing fundraisers to end the hungry, end hunger in their neighborhoods. And I've talked today, or this week I should say, I talked with Marlene Rice, who's the director here of the Maui Food Bank, and she told me something that's pretty amazing. She said, on Maui, you know, most people think of Maui as this, and it is an amazing resort, beautiful place people visit, but there are also every day on this island 10,000 people who don't know when their next meal's coming from. And most of them are children. And if that doesn't break your heart, you know.
You know, on Oahu we had Charlie Loren speaking before, who's assistant pastor at Word of Life, and he runs a huge food bank here, and told me they give out about 100,000 pounds of food a month. Can you believe it? That's it's and these people really need it. This isn't, you know, this is definitely serious. Wow!
Yeah. So being about that need, I see where, you know, KidStar, Keiki Radio can kind of partner with, you know, the Maui Food Bank, and we can begin to really see, you know, some things change here, and children be fed, and I talked to a pastor Pastor Lucky, actually, and his last name is Ke'amanu, Ke'amanu, which is, you know, Queen Ke'amanu from the Queen Ke'amanu Center. He's a and I'm trying to get the pronunciation right. I always just say Queen Ke'amanu, but he's a descendant of the Queen, and you know, he does a little. He's very Hawaiian, of course, looking and sounding, and he does this kind of a church service at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel on Sundays, pretty much for the tourists sitting out on the lawn out there. But what he does is talk about his ministry to homeless children. And I was interviewing him after one of the services, and he looked at me, and literally tears just started streaming down his face, and he said, "I'm just sick and tired of our Hawaiian children having to sleep in bushes. I'm sick of it." Mm-hmm. And I said, "Well, why is that?" He began to explain it, and it makes sense. I mean, you know, why are children sleeping in bushes? Because their parents are drug addicts, alcoholics, who've been kicked out of, you know, county shelters or whatever for breaking the rules. And so they're forced to literally sleep, you know, on the beach, in the bushes, wherever they can sleep. And so we kind of put our heads together and started talking about what is needed to end children who are, you know, homelessness among Keiki here, is really kind of a group effort to help the whole family, because you're not just taking this kid in, you're taking in the challenges that his parents face. And so you can build him a home, but then what about his, you know, the drug and alcohol counseling, and, you know, what about job training? And there's a whole kind of other side of the need. So that kind of opened my eyes, you know. I mean,
that's because they need the structure, and because just helping one day isn't going to do it one time, right? They need to come back and get them in, get them hooked, and get them in there to get serious help, right? Over and over. That's just fantastic so many people are involved. And
The pieces all seem to be coming together, and radio seems to be that kind of that connector thing that can really connect people. That's how I connected with, you know, with Pastor Lucky is, you know, we were doing a live remote broadcast at the Lahaina Rotary Golf Tournament after party, and I met Joseph Pluta, who was involved with Pastor Lucky. And anyway, that's how it happens. And it seems like radio, you know, I just love the idea of seeing radio being used to really make a real difference in people's lives, not just, you know, not just, well, let's make money and let's see how many we can.
Exactly, because that's what it's all about. It's about serving and
giving
back,
about
right?
That. Now, that being
No, serving
about
and giving
that,
back.
I know,
that's
all,
what it is.
All along, and I know.
Yeah. Randy, I'm sorry. I just kind of went over you again.
No. Well, we've got a bit of a delay here, but, you know, yeah, I think, and then, you know, that being said, and you and I were talking about this, and this may be where we can kind of, to some degree, transition into talking a little bit, but I know you wanted to, you know, you mentioned about the, you know, it's time to heal campaign and the work that, you know, that we've talked about, and I really believe that, you know, it seems like when any starts trying to make a difference, you know, things kind of resistance occurs, and whether you call it spiritual and demonic or evil, or resistance
in
the community, but stuff happens, and like even with all this exciting stuff going on with Pono Radio and Keiki Radio, you know, I've had a really rough week. I mean, I know you've had some challenges. I mean, with the injury and all the stuff you've been going through, and I think, you know, in the interest of you and I being who we are with this show, you know, talking about that and how we process it and go, you know, we can look at what's going wrong, and you can kind of keep looking at that and really just spiral down into some kind of depression thing, or you can really focus on what's going right, what's going well, what you're grateful for, what you're thankful for, and choose to continue to kind of think about those things, you know, and that's what I've been forced to do today. I've had several challenges. It always seems like the really cool stuff goes on in terms of helping people
And then often the challenges revolve around money or lack thereof. And because of my background, I tend to, you know, that scarcity thing kind of, you know, wells itself up in me, and then the fear of lack and all of that stuff can kind of begin to overwhelm
me.
It does, doesn't it?
It's a reoccurring theme. And I think one of the things we want to do with itstimetoheal.com is to get people to see that and realize we're all miracles, everybody's a miracle, and love heals, and this is normal. Because for some, you know, our world has this, you know, when you see the TV and the ads and everything looks perfect and this is perfect and this one wants this and this and that. And you and I both know without God, it just doesn't work, right? Because God created us and it's a spiritual world. This isn't just us walking around in clay bodies. But what happens is everybody says, get over, just move forward, get over, do this. And it's a really lifelong process when you've been through a lot of abuse and challenging things. And many, many families have some type of dysfunction. And I think it's just the process. So everybody knows, you know, we're not less than. You're not less than. These situations that cause us, yeah, a situation can cause you to react, and all of a sudden you can swirl right back into that less than feeling. And it's just place things to, you know, get to start saying, hey, wait a minute, no, I'm wonderful, I'm a miracle. There's nobody in this world like me. There's nobody in this world like you. We're perfect the way we are. And, you know, and start going through that. And rather than, you know, people just say, get over it, do your chance, you know, do this, you know. And giving people that authenticity and value, because really everybody wants more love, you know. I mean, who doesn't want more love, right? Who doesn't want to feel good? Who doesn't want to? Mm. And it's about feeling good without people taking drugs and alcohol in order to feel good or to drown the pain. It's about getting to a healthy place that's healthy for you, because everybody's different. You know, we all like different things. So I think that's what my desire all these years, and it's funny that you say, you know, whether it's demonic or spiritual, whatever, that tries to get in the way when we're like rolling to do our serving. It's true. It's almost like the powers of the universe go, whoops, that one's definitely going to do it. They're going to make it. They're going to get out there and push it out everywhere. And then all of a sudden, bang, something knocks you down, right? And it's kind of like you're going, it takes a long time sometimes to get through that path and start to go, okay. Now, for some people, maybe they did it, or they were raised around it, or they've been in the industry that they, you know, or say pastor's children, you know, that really maybe have already been brought up in that nurturing environment to, depending, now if anyone out there is listening and you had a terrible dysfunctional life we're not calling to anybody individually, we're just saying in general, it takes time, and that's what we want to do with It's Time to Heal. Let people come out and pour their hearts out, and you can remain anonymous, you know, when you come on the show and talk story. Because your story is so important. You're important, and you can help somebody. Yep. And there's people. Look at that actor that just died with the heroin overdose, right? You know, that's a prime example of why did that happen? Addictions are so bad. There's other stuff. You know, if you go and you dig deep into his life, there had to be reoccurring stuff going on, right? So, you know, that's kind of... kind of like the theme between where we care, because it's not about you and me. It's about you out there and all of us, right? We're all created equal, and we all deserve love, and we all deserve. And that's the thing. And we all need to understand that we're all different, and then it's important to work through our differences in relationships. You know, so many people say, oh, this one's different, that one's different. I'll forget it. I'm not going to be friends with it. Why can't we work through those things and still be who we are? Right? So I don't want to digress like I'm doing right now into everything about it's time to heal, but I really believe that it's time to go ahead and put it out there and not wait any longer. And just like it, keep it as an open forum venue for people to come in and talk and vent and just to see and hear how wonderful you really are, because we are all miracles. We're just amazing. Every one of us, it's just amazing. And that's what God intended for us to be, I believe. I really do.
Yeah.
So, and you are amazing, because you're with the Pono Radio, you've created such a platform that is out there for everybody that's doing out there serving, and then you've got such a with the John Maxwell Group and all your work on Maui, and it's almost like when you buy a car, then all of a sudden you see that car everywhere. You, Randy, are like a magnet with this right now. You know, it's just I've noticed the last year, 2 years. No, I've noticed it with you, like when you were like, when you put your mind to it, okay, I'm going to get out there, it just started coming, you know? Didn't you? Like you're this person, that person, this person, and you just, and you've done a ton of work. I mean, you've reached out to people, and it's, my hat's off to you because it's actually, we're watching it, we're hearing it, right? It's happening. And that just melts my heart because in speaking, if you're speaking to an audience and you help one person, you just did your job. And so it's awesome. Awesome. So I'm turning it back over to you because, you know, I'll just keep talking.
Oh, no. See, I this is what I, you know, about, of course, our relationship and our journeys, which are in some ways, you know, parallel. And there's just a huge need. And I was last, was it last Sunday or Sunday before last? Sunday before, because that was the Super Bowl. Sunday before last, I actually was at a Wayne Dyer live event here on Maui.
Really?
It was, you can imagine, you know, just when you think you've read every book, you know, he's written, and what else can he say, you know. I was just taking notes like crazy because he's just so full of wisdom. But his whole thing is all that about feeling good, about, you know, about non-judgment and how we, you know, we're so judgmental toward others and ourselves. We're so hard on ourselves. And, you know, and he was really spending time talking about what you just were talking about, that we're all beautiful, that we're all, you know, a piece of the divine, and that our goal in life literally is to reconnect with our source and to stay in that place of reconnection, that, you know, we, our egos, you know, would tell us we are what we drive, what, you know, what we make, what we
terrible.
Do, all that stuff. And he said, we're just, that's not who we are. We're spirit beings who are birthless. We are deathless. I love that. We're birthless.
Oh,
we're
we
deathless.
Are. We really are. Our spirit just keeps going,
you know,
doesn't it? Yeah.
We're just spirit, and you know, this physical realm is what it is, but it's just a tiny blip on the radar screen, and you know, we get so caught up in it, and it was just so encouraging. I was just like, man. And then he ended it with this, like this meditation time where he actually was reading the meditation, and they're playing the music, and it was, and I had never, frankly, meditated that long. It was about a 40 minutes. Where,
okay.
And I'm talking about 1,000 people in a hotel room, just
that's
still
awesome.
Nobody,
that's awesome.
Nobody moving, you know. And the idea of, and it was so hard for me because I'm just, I kept reaching for my phone, and you know, I had to turn my phone off and just put it away because I kept just wanting to fiddle with my phone and check Facebook, and because it's hard for us to be still.
Did you really?
I love
30 minutes to an hour of that every day, but I love it. But it's I get away from it, and then I find when I get then I miss it, and I'm not as balanced, and it's so needed. So he did it with the music, right? With music.
Yeah, he had a little music thing going, and then he was just reading, you know, reading meditation, and it was, you know. It was really, really amazing, and he's got a new book out, of course. And and he had the gal. He had this mother of one of the murdered children from Sandy Hook Elementary School.
Oh, you're
kidding!
And
she's created a foundation for her son. But Natalie, this was riveting. She recounted for us that day, and she talked about how she heard about it. She was somewhere else. She heard about the shooting, and her mind, of course, never ever thinking that one of her kids was one of the victims. You know, she rushed to the school. When she got to the school, of course, everybody's running around, and she you know, has anybody seen Danny? Anybody seen Danny? Nobody's seen Danny. And still, after about an hour, she still in her mind is like,
well, he's around. You know, he's not one of the victims. And then the police started telling her after about an hour, hey, if you haven't found him, we need you to go over to the cafeteria with these other families. And she's
oh
like,
oh, my
no,
God, you're kidding me.
I'm not going over there because I know he's still alive. And then when it became evident after about an hour and a half that he wasn't going to come back,
oh my
she
God,
went over to the
hard.
Cafeteria.
That's just too hard.
And, I mean, I went, this whole room is just, you know, we're just all bawling because she's talking about how she, you know. And then she's, and get this, this little boy, this little boy somehow, some way knew that he was going to be dying because he had spent the previous 3 weeks writing notes to his friends, just saying, you know, live life, enjoy life, just little encouraging notes to everybody he knew. It was almost like he knew that he was going to be killed. Or not there, because it was almost like he was saying goodbye to all of his friends with these little notes to encourage them. And then sure enough, you know, and then in his diary, I guess he wrote, you know, that some stuff that just made it evident that he knew that somehow, some way, he was not going to be, you know, on this earthly realm. But they, again, talked about how we're ageless, we're birthless, we're deathless. And that this little boy's time, quote unquote, on this earth was just her and
my God.
And that this tragedy was used, you know, like the Bible says, you know, that God will turn those things that are meant for evil into good. And
but it's
and
so hard when you're going through it. It's
used.
So hard. I mean, oh my God.
Oh.
It's just the I just her pain is it's just unbelievable. I know a loan officer in Maryland who was the best man at a wedding. He's really close with one of the fathers who lost his daughter, and he had sent pictures and said almost the same thing. Like she had written something before, like a day or two before. I don't know. It's weird how the spirit kind of knows. It's weird.
Yeah.
But it's
and
so
I mean, talk about
though.
A 6-year-old, 6 or 7-year-old boy. You know. And oh, by the way, from all accounts, he died protecting his teacher.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I guess he literally got in front of the bullet, you know.
Oh, my God.
He was running to grab her and push her out of the way, and then he got, I guess, shot in the back. And, you know, so, you know, it was a powerful weekend. I mean, you can imagine, you know, the guests. You know, he brings to his events, but it's all about what we're talking about. It's all about giving back. It's all about how can we add value to other people and be about that most of the time. And it's so hard because, like today, and I told you, I mean, you asked me, how's it going? I said, not really good. I mean, you know, we've got challenges.
Yeah.
Peter just died, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And but to push through that and to say, you know, It's about keeping our mind focused. I love that idea that thoughts are things and that thoughts are real things. And we need to keep our thoughts in control and control what we think about. And when we do that, our feelings do change. But it is hard. And I was all morning long, I just have to be honest, I'll confess this. I mean, prior to the show this morning, stuff was going wrong and I was kind of doing the swirl down into anger and depression thing and struggling with it because it's just, you know, one thing after another this week. It's been just one thing after another. And after a while, you kind of get tired of fighting, you know? And I know you know what I'm talking about.
And that's where we have to bind and cast the devil at. I hate to say it that way, but I swear we do because, you know, like with my brother dying a month before he died, remember, I was talking about it's time to heal and I'm moving forward and now I'm moving forward with all of it. The next month he died, and I felt like someone took a 2x4, and the way he died, the whole thing, we won't go a long time to go into it. But, no, you're not moving forward. Then I go, and I'm moving forward back again here, and then I break my leg, right? And then Bernie dies on the way back to here the night we left, you know, and you're going, okay, I can't take any more. I can't take any more. What the heck is going on? And then you go, no, I'm not allowing this. I'm binding and casting this out of my mind, body, and spirit because there is evil and there is good. And I believe because when we understand the spiritual world and we feel it and we see it and it's real, You know, there's a lot of people that don't even believe in that. And I think it is. Maybe these things are just little, they're like tests. They're tests. And we can do this. We can make it work. We can push through it. And be happy. And be happy for looking around how beautiful God put this stuff on the earth for us. Just to be happy. Mm-hmm. And what I'm learning, now I understand what that one day at a time means. You know, when they talk about with different 12-step programs and they're always talking about one day at a time. It really is. It makes sense. And it also makes sense to try to go forward instead of backwards, how Jesus says, follow me, don't look behind, even though we need our memories. And I'm trying to instill those things because I'm going, okay, I'll just trust you because God does provide, always, provides always, you know?
Yeah.
So, but I know what you always. Mean because they're triggers. They're triggers. And now it's just like it's easy to say, okay, I want that piece of I don't have the willpower. If I have too much ice cream in the house, I'm going to eat it all. Well, why can't I not do that? Well, because there's certain things I don't have willpower for. You know what I mean? So it's not, but it's, I think it's a good thing to realize a lot of people feel it. So not to digress, we're almost finished the show. And I'm just so thankful for you, Randy. You've been so consistent in my life. And I thank you because we've both been, have the ups and the downs and the times.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. So breaking through these things, you know, breaking through this. Everybody, I don't care if it's Wayne Dyer or Oprah Winfrey, trust me, they have those same days that we're talking about. I don't think everybody ever gets totally where you never, ever digress, you know. I don't believe it.
Yeah. No, Wayne was talking about that, how he struggles. I mean, you know, and you get better at it, but out of the blue something will happen. And like you say, it's a trigger to these old feelings. You know, that do, frankly, you know, never really go totally away. And you know, they're definitely healed to a point where they don't cripple us anymore. But I think there are things that trigger them and they come back up. I mean, you know, I know out of the blue, you know, and we talk about grief, but my mom died when I was 9 years old. And out of the blue, I'll start thinking about her and feel that pain all over again. And just, I miss her, you know.
And you know what? Think about what if her spirit's actually coming to you when out of the blue you're feeling the pain? What if that's really doesn't need to be pain and your mom's saying, Randy, I'm here. I didn't leave you. I'm here. See what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if you turn that around and start going, why am I thinking about my mom who passed away when I was 9? You know why? Because her spirit's probably there saying, you know what? I'm here to lift you up. You know how Jesus has the footprints in the sand? And we see the one set of footprints, and they always say, okay, why in my worst times in my life was there only one set? And then you hear the same where he says, that's because I was carrying you. What if every time you start feeling that way and you think about your mom, it's because your mom's putting her arms around you right now. You needed her this morning. She's here. See what I mean? Because I believe in the spirit. No, I really believe. Oh, my brother, believe me, he's been here. My brother's been, like, trying to go have rest, I think, the last 2 years, and I haven't allowed it. So I really believe. I do believe, because God says even in the Bible there's 1,000 witnesses. I really believe through all I've been through that our loved ones don't totally leave us when we need them. So maybe that's what it is. Every time you feel that way, realize she's with you right now.
Yeah, you just feel, you know, feel that kind of this that misser thing. And, that's good. That's really good.
And
well,
she misses you because
we
time here, like we might live 80, 90, 100 years, I hope. But in their realm, it's times like could be, you know, like with God, 1,000 years could be one day, right?
I definitely
believe that, Randy, because how, think about it, when you feel that, like it's usually when you're feeling down.
Yeah. And just thinking about her and like you say, out of the blue, which is weird. So, yeah, that's very cool. Well, you know what?
We're out of time.
Man, we're out of time. This, I'm telling you, this time to heal thing, I think, is going to be amazing when we get this going. So it's been very, very cool. Thanks again to everybody who's been listening. And again, if you're listening archived, feel free to contact Natalie or her staff at realtyuniversal.com. And, we enjoy it. Be listening for more of kind of this kind of talk that you've enjoyed here in this last half hour, because that's where we're headed with what we've got to do. It's kind of our mission, so it's exciting. Thanks again for the time, Natalie.
Yes, too. And to everyone out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.